This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again, finally got him back, nailed him down. Tried calling him numerous times, but he's too busy. But then I said, what about this text thing I've heard about? So joining me again, and it's been a minute, is Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I know you've been busy.
Yeah, I've had some things to do.
I know you've been busy, but one of the prompts that brought this up is that I saw some Twitter activity with this newly, is this FBI report on the Mandalay Bay incident, is that a newly surfaced report that you were tweeting about?
It is. So let's just back up a minute. So okay. The FBI maintains a FOIA vault where it's like the most commonly requested stuff. That people request, and they're like, well, we don't want to have to keep responding to all these different FOIAs. Let's just stick this in the vault and so people can access it freely. So yes, it's something that they just posted up to their online reading room, just a different way to say vault. And so it's quote a brand new report from them.
So in this report, and this is where you get out there, and once again, you do the Stambolian kind of thing, which is where you point out the very obvious things. They talk about that Paddock had NFA items.
Someone sent me that at, I don't know, like 9 something at night. And so I just, of course, you know, I live on my phone and I read all the time. And so I was reading through the first page and then I get to the second page and I'm like, it says that he had, you know, weapons regulated under 26 U.S.C. 5841. And I'm like, wait a second. That's the National Firearms Act statute. Title 26 is the taxing statutes, and that's where all the NFA stuff comes out of. And I'm like, well, that's strange because all of the information, because I've done a lot of FOIA work with Mandalay Bay and the shooting out there, everyone has basically said, nope, they were just regular rifles with bump stocks. And so it just kind of struck me as odd. It's like, what NFA are you talking about? So, of course, I did. I tweeted the FBI, and I asked the ATF for a comment. And, you know, of course, there's crickets from them because I don't know if they're sloppy in what they reported. I don't know if they don't know what they're reporting, which is it could be true. As we, either one of those is equally easily to accuse the FBI and the ATF of. Like, we just don't know. But, you know, the bump stocks, if they want to say that what he had were bump stocks, the machine guns, at the time that he used those bump stocks, and let's just assume for purposes of our conversation that he was in fact using bump stocks and not, you know, either illegally modified AR-15s to be machine guns or just outright machine guns.
Right.
Those were not machine guns until Trump and the ATF wrote them in as machine guns. I'm sorry. It's just not. And so we can say he used bump stocks, which, okay, a better way to write it, he used bump stocks, which were later classified to be machine guns. But it's not that he used prohibited weapons. And under the NFA, that's just not what they are.
Well, let me ask you this. So if they were true NFA items and they were truly automatic weapons, wouldn't they be Vietnam era M16s?
Well, no, not really. I mean, you could take a drop-in auto sear, right, and take a regular AR-15.
Would that be – now, does the NFA exist to regulate those things that – because the only ones that can actually possess those are firearm manufacturers and law enforcement and military, if I'm not – I think I'm correct about that. So there, since 1986, since the Hughes Amendment, there have been no new fully automatic NFA items.
For civilians. Regular, ordinary people like us.
Right.
But you can make, I mean, there's plans all online where you can make your own out of a coat hanger.
No doubt about that.
So if he made that, if he put one of those in his firearm, or if he ordered something from Wish.com or Alibaba or wherever else these kids are getting their Glock switches from,
right?
You know, then yeah, it would be a machine gun. But everyone says it was bump stocks, and Trump said it was bump stocks, and the ATF said, well, they didn't get to inspect them, or at least that's what their FOIA said to me, and I don't think they've still gotten to inspect them. So my question is, where are the guns? And has anyone like this competent been able to look at these guns and say definitively, yes, these used bump stocks? And, you know, I got accused of being a conspiracy theorist because I will raise these questions and I have to explain in court. I'm not saying he didn't use them, but we're banning an entire class of items on the presumption that he used these in a shooting when there hasn't actually been proof except for some pictures where bump stocks were attached. And I've talked to some of my experts who said, well, you know, the real easy thing for him to do to hide the fact that they were machine guns is to put a bump stock on it and then just lock it in the single, you know, the regular non-bump stock position and put a drop-in auto sear in them. They're way faster. They don't jam as much as bump stocks do. Like, you know, let's make it a real machine gun.
Right.
Instead of... Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's like tons of questions, and then they put out this idiotic report with some unclear and sloppy language. And now, look, here's what we're talking about. You know, it's just more questions.
Indeed. And, the where's the guns question, that's the biggest question, isn't it? In these other events, have you ever seen one of these events where they get out there and the guns just magically vanish? Have you ever seen that before?
I'm trying to think of like a where
most of the time they parade them around, right? I mean, this would have been my thought if they were regular AR-15s that had been illegally altered, this would have been the time to parade them in front of the public and say, we got to ban these because they can be so easily modified.
Yeah. So the only time I remember seeing these firearms were in pictures of them on the floor. On the bed,
right.
In the chair,
right.
At the window with the hammer. And I'm not saying that they didn't release them, but I just have missed them. But I did see those pictures. And some of those guns had bump stocks on them.
Yeah, but see, the thing, Stephen, and we're about to head into the first break, but the thing here, you know, I could see me missing them. But I don't see somebody like you missing them if that actually exists out there to where there's a review of this and there's actually some sort of a breakdown on what they found and all this other stuff. I don't see you missing that. So if you haven't seen it, my first thought would be that it doesn't exist. That would be my first thought.
And maybe it doesn't exist. Yeah.
Hang on for me. I have missed speaking with Mr. Stambolia. He's been way too busy. We got a bunch of things we're going to talk about coming up next. We're going to talk about what he thinks about the Bruin case and how the various states, because he was involved with the Young case, with the Hawaii case, which was part of, you know, this was part of the lead up to this that brought it up, that made Bruin possible. And I just want his impression on that when we get back. I am speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
We'll
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. since the last time me and you spoke, the Bruin case has been decided. And what is your impression of the way this this opinion was put forward? Did Clarence Thomas dot the I's and cross the T's?
Well, I think the answer to that is yes. Bruin took Heller and made Heller what it should have been, where it specifically announced the test that they should use, which is the text of the Second Amendment informed by history. And if you read Heller, the courts have had a really tough time reading Heller because, you know, it's just very difficult. But I'm being sarcastic. They created this two-part test in the Ninth Circuit. It's some binary tripartite sliding scale test, which I don't even understand what all of that means. But the Supreme Court in Bruin said, hey, look, everybody got it wrong. Even New York State Rifle and, you know, argued that we should maintain the two-part test. And the defendant, Bruin, argued that they should maintain this two-part test, which is basically, you know, interest balancing. As long as the state can really, really say, like, honestly, this is for public safety, you know, golly gee, guys, we need to keep our people safe from these lawful CCW holders. But the Supreme Court said, no, it's one step too far, and we need to say if the Second Amendment protects this conduct, then boom, there you go. Is there any historical analog saying that, you know, states in the past have been able to ban these things? If the answer is no, then you don't get to ban them now. So, I mean, it took Heller and kind of explained Heller a little bit better and told the courts they were doing it wrong. But then some of these states, and one of the interesting things in that opinion is that they said, you know, New York can't take all of Manhattan and declare it a sensitive place because of, you know, it has police and a lot of people there. And then New York did that. And now Hawaii is also doing the same thing. County by county, the Hawaii is taking what New York did with their sensitive place stuff. And let me just briefly tell you what New York did.
Okay.
All of New York is a sensitive place, except, as Governor Hochul says, some public streets. And when I say all of it, I mean even in your home. You would have to physically tell people you can carry a gun here, or you would have to post a sign. And that's not just to come in your house. That's to carry on your property. So if you got 5 acres, you got to post a sign outside somewhere saying that you can carry a gun in the property itself. And then Hawaii said, wow, these are great ideas. So Hawaii now is doing the same thing where they are taking all of the property and making it a sensitive place, which again, Bruin already says you can't do that. Just because there's the availability of police and just because a lot of people congregate there, you can't turn it into a sensitive place. But
what does the availability, you know, of police have to do with it?
Oh, because the police will keep you safe. You know, like, look at what they argued in Young. Look at what the court said in Young, in the en banc opinion in Young. It said it would be an affront to the government for you to have to carry a firearm to keep yourself safe, because it would mean that the government can't keep you safe. And I don't know if you've watched the news, I don't know, probably today or yesterday for sure, about all the shootings and all of the bad things that are happening in New York, random stabbings, slashings, beheadings. The government can't keep you safe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
I had heard about that.
Yeah.
They can't keep you safe. No.
In fact, they don't have a duty to keep you safe.
Well, that's another Supreme Court thing, though, right? That's another Supreme Court thing.
Yeah, you can't sue the police for failing, even when you have a temporary restraining order against somebody, which that would put the police on greater notice that there's something specific with you that needs extra protection. You still can't sue them. Sorry.
Now, egregious is what New York has been doing. With the Young case with Hawaii, one of the things you pointed out a while back that I remember quite distinctly, you told me that even in New Jersey, they gave out 400 or so permits a year. And yes. Hawaii, they gave out none.
They gave out none.
None.
And let me tell you, guess how many they've given out since Bruin?
None.
One.
Oh, one.
One is all I've
got. Wow, who's that guy? Was it Mr. Young?
Yeah. It wasn't Mr. Young yet. We're still fighting to get him a permit. You know, it's like all of this is just such a bizarre thing.
It's a sham, isn't it?
It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. The one thing about this that I wonder about with this stuff, which is very transparent. I mean, Kathy Hochul, when she got out there, when they said, oh, so they think they've tamped down on my gun control. I've only just begun. Wasn't that sort of a, can the Supreme Court look at that when somebody openly defies them and say, I don't think you heard me the first time?
Yeah. You know, this isn't New York's first run-in. Remember, prior to the Bruin case,
New York State,
right, which they now have gone back to by saying you can't take your gun through a park, right? So we have, if you have a guy that, let's just say, lives in one of these massive parks like the Adirondacks, which is this massive plot of land that swallows up like four counties,
right?
You got to drive through that. You can't have your gun in your car because they didn't put an exception for travel. So they actually went back to what it used to be under the first New York State rifle case, where New York and New York City changed the law so that you could take
the gun. It mooted the case, right, when they did that.
Yeah, but now they've done the same thing, and it's just a mess, and they don't care. New York doesn't care.
Well, I mean, They've got their own. They've got a lot of issues right now. I think they're the doers and the thinkers and everything. They're leaving California and New York in droves over taxes and crime. Which, you know, the interesting thing is that this same place that doesn't want armed people, though, they also employ stuff like bail reform and have Soros backed DAs letting criminals back out on the street.
100%. And you will get more of what you tolerate, and they want more crime, and they want to disarm gun owners. It's just completely backward. Everything they do up there is backward.
And unconstitutional.
And unconstitutional.
Hang on, we're coming up on the next break. Stephen Stambolia, I can't direct you to a website because Stephen works only for the Second Amendment. He's out there just fighting the fight in multiple directions. 360 degrees at all times, never a break. That's why it took me so long to get him back in the first place. And I had to text him. He used to take my call all the time. Those were the heady days. But we still have a little bit more left to go, so we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
President Biden, as he surveys the damage in Fort Myers, Florida, one of the many communities hit hard by Hurricane Ian last week. The president's also meeting with many state and local officials, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Families of the Uvalde school shooting victims want Texas state leaders to do more on gun violence. The gunman used a legally bought rifle to murder 19 students and two teachers. Their calls come as parents have increasingly become politically active ahead of next month's election. Wall Street snapping a two-day winning streak. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 42 points to close at 3273. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. Sort of a crusader, you might say. He's out there all and constantly moving, impossible to nail down. He has to send recent pictures. He works so much, he has to send recent pictures to his wife so his children know what he looks like. Is that fair?
Yeah. I do travel a lot. Yeah.
back to Hawaii and New York and all these other things. When you're arguing one of these cases, I'm curious, when you're arguing one of these cases and you're facing a lawyer for the state or for whatever special, you know, special interest it might be, when they're putting this stuff up there, do you have to fight? Is it unprofessional when they get up there and make their statements about, Your Honor, we believe that this does not infringe on the Second Amendment in any way if we don't allow anybody to carry a gun or own a gun or say the word gun or have a picture of a gun? Is it considered unprofessional for you to look at them like, what planet are you from, Ziggy?
Yes. That and to laugh and to get mad. You try to keep a good poker face.
Right.
Admittedly, last week was a little difficult, and I got accused of being too heated in an argument where they said that they could potentially ban someone from having a gun in his home, and that it was an open question whether or not he could have a gun in his home. And I I'm like, how is this an open question? You know, Heller from 2008 specifically said that you could have a gun in your home. So like, it's just, it hurts your head. And it's like, you start thinking like, maybe this is what having a stroke feels like. I don't know. I'm not making light of that. But it's just completely, it's so difficult to understand how these people think. And I don't know if you know, actually you probably haven't noticed, but let me tell you what's happening in some of these states. They are hiring, counsel specifically to defend their laws. So, New York has a Second Amendment task force legal team that only does Second Amendment law. Hawaii hired all of these people, and I've got a magazine case with Alan Beck. We just had a conference about it yesterday, a meet and confer, because we've got a scheduling conference. But, you know, Hawaii limits you on your handguns to 10 rounds or less. And they've got three lawyers that they've hired solely to defend their laws. They're spending incredible amounts of money hiring, quote, the best talent to, you know, defend their laws. And I guess, you know, good for them. I don't know. It's just, it seems like a massive waste of money to hire attorneys that just want to come in and, you know, continue to rail against the Constitution, even though all of us have taken an oath to uphold it. And that, you know, the last time I checked, the Second Amendment is still part of the Constitution. I've sworn oath to uphold it.
Are there any well-known anti-Second Amendment attorneys that argue these cases? I know there's plenty of well-known Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment people. I mean, that argue these cases.
I don't know any well-known anti-Second Amendment attorneys. I mean, you have Neil Katyal, obviously, the one that came in on Young and ultimately lost at the Supreme Court. So, you know, when people bring these high-priced attorneys, it's like, oh, they're from Harvard or they're from Yale. I could care less. I went to Mississippi College Law School in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, I'll go up against anyone. It doesn't matter. Your degrees don't impress me. Your argument styles don't impress me. Your writing doesn't impress me. You know, none of it does. So, like, we don't care who we go up against. It doesn't matter.
Well, having the degree, I mean, that's going to a certain school, that's only good if that would only seem good to me based on what I know professionally from the people I've met. That only seems like that works out if you actually bring the noise. If you can't bring the noise, the sheepskin is just something that hangs on the wall.
Yeah, and it might be good to, like, get a clerkship with one of these federal judges. I've never clerked for a federal judge. I'm never going to clerk for a federal judge. Again, it doesn't matter to me where you went to school. Are you a good lawyer? You know, can you make cogent arguments? Can you write well? That's all you need.
Well, given what we see, and with some of the things they're doing, like when you were talking about the where they're saying, well, we think it's an open question whether you can have a gun or not, despite the Supreme Court cases, are they saying these things based on ignorance, or is this a deliberate subterfuge they're trying to put in place?
I think it's deliberate. And what they're trying to do is, instead of saying, well, we're not talking just about your home, we're talking about your home in a sensitive place. So if for some reason you lived in a building, in an apartment in Times Square,
right,
you can't have a gun there. Period, because Times Square is a sensitive place. And so that's what they're doing, is they're making these hyper technical distinguishing arguments, saying, well, you have a house in Times Square. I'm sorry, you just can't have a gun there anymore, which is not what Heller said. Heller didn't say if you live in Times Square, you can't have a gun. And Bruin said specifically, you can't turn all of Manhattan into a sensitive place.
Right.
I mean, that should be the end of it. Like, what are we still talking about?
So, is there, when one of these, and I'm very curious about this simply because it seems like for these states, these municipalities, when they do this, especially in light of the fact that this is a recent decision, and it was so, you know, there are a bunch of doors slammed shut with Bruin. Bruin slammed a lot of, and there's no ambiguity involved in it. And he even gave them, they even gave directions on how they're supposed to consider these cases. they do these things, and seemingly the things that they do, which we know now are unconstitutional, are there's no consequence for them doing them. Is that why they do them?
There's no consequence for them doing them. Yeah, there's no consequence. And so what, you know, there's consequences to the county of Hawaii. Like,
sure.
If Hawaii came in there and did that, we could get, you know, damages against the county. You cannot get damages against the state. So you've got people like Kathy Hochul, and she's like, what are you going to do to her? You know, like, they're not going to impeach her for gross constitutional violation. I mean, look, she's not Trump. Obviously, if she was Trump and Trump was doing this, they would try to impeach him again.
Sure.
But since it's Kathy Hochul, who nobody likes, by the way. Oh, my goodness. If you spend more than like an hour in New York and someone hasn't told you how much they don't like her, you're, you know, I don't know where you are, because I spent some time there last week. Everyone, without a doubt, within the first 5 minutes of me talking to her, said how much they dislike her. You know, the only reason that she's governor is because of Cuomo.
Because Cuomo got kicked out.
Right. She wasn't elected to that.
Not exactly a mandate, is it?
No, it's not.
I wonder, and I haven't been paying attention. I hope they vote her out. And that's, but I guess this is where we come to the part where we say elections matter. And who you vote in or who you have in office matters. And this is for those people in these states. In the interim, while there's no consequence for them doing this, they, in fact, suffer, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering.
Well, we could talk about this forever, but as we head into the last break here, Mr. Stambolia has some stuff to tell us about the FBI whistleblowers, and I don't even know what they've blown the whistle for. But we're going to find out in the next little bit. No website to go to because Steve is just out there. He's just out there pushing the constitutional line on a daily basis so that you maybe don't have to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have had the pleasure of speaking with, for the first time in a while, Stephen Stambolea, attorney at law, and we've been talking, you can go back and get this if you haven't heard what we've been talking about, because this, now we're going to embark on something new. He was telling me about this whistleblower within the FBI. I don't know what we're talking about whistleblowing. I'm pretty sure it's not Mar-a-Lago. So what way did we have a whistleblower, Stephen?
Yeah, so this guy, Kyle Serafin, he used to be a special agent at the FBI. Solid dude. He's the kind of FBI agent you want. He goes after criminals. So this all started when he refused to take Biden's COVID vaccine in his mandate, and the FBI decided it was time to figure out a way to get him to leave. But before that, Kyle had come across, I don't know if you remember Virginia and the school boards and Merrick Garland testifying under oath that they're not targeting parents and things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was a lie. And Kyle had come across some things that suggested that that was a lie. And actually suggested pretty much determined that that was a lie and whistleblew and sent it to Congress. So that was happening kind of in the background around the same time that he was like, I'm not getting your COVID shot because, well, as we can see, when Pfizer's CEO has four shots and gets it twice, and Biden has four shots and gets it twice, and his wife has all the shots and gets it twice, I guess the vaccine, you know, maybe not be as effective as people want you to believe. But anyway, so Kyle was out. He's a, you know, he was living in New Mexico at the time. Again, special agent with the FBI, was out shooting in the desert on a berm, you know, totally normal stuff that we would do if we lived out there as well.
Sure.
And this police officer shows up and he's like, hey, you know, I'm out here just checking. We heard some gunshots. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, federal agents, just out here training. And the guy's like, oh, well, you know, we just had, we're, you're within like 800 yards of a school or something like that. And he's like, yeah, well, this is the only place that I can train. And, you know, I'm outside of the yardage for how close you, or how far away you had to be when you were shooting. And he's like, so I'm totally legal here. Everything's fine. And that was kind of it. So his higher ups at the FBI, you know, they're looking for a reason to kick this dude to the curb because, well, he's a whistleblower and he's a bad guy because he exposed what the FBI and what Merrick Garland's doing. They said that this was an unprofessional contact with law enforcement, and they have gone all in on this. You know, I'm representing Kyle right now up to...
Is that a thing? Is there a law?
It can be a thing. You know, you see some of these, like, military people have, like, conduct unbecoming an officer or something like that where they can really get rid of you if it's something bad. They can do a lot of things to you as an FBI agent if you violate their policies or whatnot. I mean, but look, we've seen, I know that you watched some YouTube videos where you have some truly unprofessional conduct with police. Like, there was a judge in West Virginia that was just absolutely unprofessional to the police officer that stopped him. And that judge is actually being, I think, suspended from the bar, from the bench, I should say, for his unprofessional conduct. But I cannot think of a more professional contact that Kyle had with this local cop. The FBI, his supervisors, got the body cam footage and started passing it around to everyone at his office, trying to embarrass him. And the they launched an internal investigation against him about how unprofessional he was. He's been suspended since, I want to say, like, the beginning of April. They revoked his clearance. And if you don't have a clearance as a special agent, you cannot work. And he has been suspended without pay since approximately April. And this is, you know, 6 months of not having a paycheck. And we have been fighting, trying to get him cleared to go back to work because he's a good agent. He's only doing, you know, he's going after the crimes that we all want him to go after. You know, he's busting, you know, drug dealers, cartel members, whoever else that needs to be busted, the real criminal.
Right.
Instead of going after, you know, school people, parents that are protesting their school boards. You know, it's important stuff, but they're really trying hard. Since that has kind of come out, I have been bombarded with other FBI agents that have similar issues with the FBI that also want to be whistleblowers, that also are in the process of whistleblowing all these different FBI policies. I mean, the FBI is kind of like a rogue agency, like the ATF. They are just wholly abusing all of their authority, all right. of them. And Congress, you know, Congressman Jordan is kind of leading this fight against them right now to clean it up. And there's lots more stuff that you're going to see in the next week to 2 to 3 weeks of what's happening at the FBI. And it is going to blow your mind, and not in a good way.
Well, one of my questions, when with whistleblowers within the FBI, does the FBI retaliate against them?
Yes, obviously. Yes. I mean, Kyle, like, we can say, you know, look at him. You know, he was the poster boy for retaliation. He went and made a protected disclosure, and they're like, oh, but you had an unprofessional contact with law enforcement. And we looked at the video. I asked them to get a copy of it. So, wow, that's not unprofessional. That's kind of how I would respond. He's like, right. I'm well within my right to be here, and you can't tell me to leave because I'm not violating any law. Yeah, so everything's fine. So they're not supposed to. Congress actually passed Whistleblower Protection Act specifically for FBI agents, because prior to that, FBI agents were not part of the Whistleblower Protection Act, but now they are. In these pleadings going back to the Office of Professional Responsibility and some other nonsense agencies, don't do anything. They don't do anything except justify the FBI firing you. I promise that's what it feels like.
Okay.
The FBI agent attorney is saying, well, he's, you know, FBI is exempted from the Whistleblower Protection Act. I'm like, yeah, but if you just go just one section, just click your little arrow to the right that we use in Lexis or Westlaw and go to that next section where it talks specifically about FBI agents, you'll see that they are in fact part of the Whistleblower Protection Act. So I don't know if they're just stupid or if they're being, you know, deliberately obtuse. But either way, it's bad. And you know, I don't know what I can do for Kyle. I mean, this is one of those things, like, he is going to get put through the ringer. They're going to, you know, they're not going to pay him. And what are you going to do about it?
Well, I guess the most damaging thing you can do, because I've really, truly, when you're talking about the FBI being a rogue agency, I completely agree. They absolutely are not doing anything about their primary mission. It's all virtue signaling, and this right here is just stupidity. And, you know.
Yeah, well, what you're going to see in the next coming weeks is wokeness on a level that you can't even imagine. You could not imagine it. When I saw it, I'm like, this is not real. None of this is real. It's 100% real, and it's going to blow everybody's mind, and it's disgusting.
Gotcha. Wokeness. That's the other thing. I love the wokeness, the virtue signaling wokeness. But that, I mean, like I said, we could.
It has no place in federal law enforcement. No. What are you tasked to do? Enforce federal law. Stop major violent crime. Do some other stuff. It has nothing to do with transgender FBI agents.
Well, I mean,
or your sexual orientation.
Yeah, that part. I mean, their mission, their stated mission, I don't know if you've ever read it, is protect the American people and uphold the Constitution. That's their stated mission. So they're not doing that right now. They've gone way off the reservation with this. We're about to run out of time, so I want to thank you for taking the time to join me again. Hopefully we can do this again sooner rather than later because of the insight you have always brought to the show. I have always appreciated it, and I appreciate it today.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. It's always good to talk to you. Sorry for being
busy.
Incommunicado for so long.
Well, you've been busy. There's a difference between incommunicado and busy. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.